4:09 on your Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us for Focus Fox Valley. It is time to get our lean on with Coach Tony. Hey, Tony, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like the weather hasn't changed outside.
No.
It's
steamy hot.
Still steaming hot.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I love the summer. We're deck people. Like I say, almost every week I'm on the show, we spend a lot of time back there doing family stuff, or just the wife and I just enjoying the weather. And it's going to be sad to see it go away.
We were on the deck on Friday night, and all of a sudden we looked up to the corner of the garage, and there were about 20 hornets or wasps.
They're bad this year.
Ooh, it's that
really
time
bad.
Of year.
Yeah, right.
So we had to get out of Dodge there and get rid of those bad boys. So, yeah. Well, we're talking about a fun topic today.
We are talking about a fun topic. So, you know, I talk a lot about nutrition, weight loss, you know, fitness. It's harder to get into the whole fitness thing because you almost have to represent some of those things. It's hard to visualize. But today we're going to dive into something that I can relate to and some of the aging listeners can relate to. But it doesn't necessarily only mean that it's for aging listeners. We're going to be talking about why our metabolism slows as we age and the things we can do to prevent that rapid decline. But the things that we're going to follow up with, the things that, you know, we can push people toward, aren't just necessarily meant for the aging. They're meant for everybody. So everybody can apply this stuff to their life.
I feel like health-wise, metabolism is a term that's thrown around mm-hmm. so often. When you're younger, you see kiddos and someone says, oh, they've got a great metabolism.
Right,
and
right.
you hear good metabolism all the time. Maybe we can start with perhaps describing what that is and maybe defining that for folks.
You know, good metabolism. And there's four measurements on metabolism, and we're going to get into that.
Sure.
We'll get into the sciencey part of it. But I mean, people will look at somebody who's got a good metabolism as being somebody who is at average or below average weight.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, they can eat whatever they want and it's good metabolism. But that's not necessarily true.
Mm.
And we'll, again, get into covering that as well. A good metabolism is somebody who's lean and has a great body composition. It's not just somebody who looks good in clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, makes sense?
It does make sense, and that's probably very important as you go into all these different steps today.
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I'll tell you, the conversation we had before we went on air
as always,
would have been a fantastic radio conversation.
I agree.
For the listeners. It was just really, really good, and it flowed very well. And it speaks to, you know, everything that I do, everything that I live for. You know, it's kind of funny, before we dive into the topic, I had a great conversation with a very, very good friend of mine who happens to be a PhD in psychology. And I thought for a minute maybe I was his thesis or something, because as we were talking, he says, and he knows the work I do. We talk literally on both sides. We kind of help each other out. And the conversation kind of went like, you know, geez, I'm kind of perplexed, Coach Tony. I mean, you're on your third book now. You know, you've written 6 or 7 ebooks, which is number 7 now. You've got over 500 evidence-based articles, so scientifically based articles written that can literally help people. And then you have your nutrition coaching practice. You have your 8-week body transformation programs. On top of that, you have the radio show, and then you're juggling family.
Sure.
How do you do it all?
Yeah.
And I sat back for a minute, and I'm like, you know, that's a great question. And I never think about the things I do. I just do them. And the reason why I do them and don't question how much I'm doing or why I'm doing it all, first of all, I'm very passionate about what I do. It's, you know, I think about this every single day. How can I make somebody's life easier and more healthy?
Mm-hmm.
But it just, you know, made me step back and think there's so much mass confusion out there. So many things being handed to us on all levels. You know, people are Googling things. How do I get healthier? how do I lose weight? You know, what's good nutrition and what's bad nutrition? And there's so much misinformation out there that, you know, people are being like, they're being perplexed. They really are. They're being like, well, I don't know what to believe anymore.
It's easy to get confused.
It is easy to get confused. And I, you know, Ellie, I'm a local guy. This is my community. Mm-hmm. I grew up here, and although I'm doing a national thing now, I also feel my due diligence to do everything possible for my local community as much as I can. Bring those listeners and the followers of mine real information that's applicable to their life and easily understood. And that's why I do what I do. I want to be that trusted resource for especially this community, where they can go as a one-stop shop, getyourleanon.com, one-stop shop if they need recipes, if they need to learn how to lose weight the correct way, if they need a nutrition coaching or guidance. Or I have all that stuff on my website, and I also do that as my practice. So, you know, I just want to tell listeners before we dive into this show, do yourself a favor. Don't go searching around the internet and believing everything, you know, you read. Why don't you just go simply to my website, your trusted guy in this community, and go sign up for my free e-newsletter. You'll get two newsletters a month. I'm not going to spam you full of newsletters that are all evidence-based information on weight loss and diets and calories and all the things you're confused about. And even recipes that you can apply to your life right now today and will help you change the destiny of your health. That's what I'm here to do.
You've done the quote-unquote Googling for people, and I've weeded through all the messes
absolutely.
And figured out what's the right stuff.
Absolutely. So you don't have to be searching around endlessly and wasting your time. You can just have it sent right to your inbox.
And I like the fact that you're local, too. And you can obviously tell that you care about, like you said, the community and
absolutely.
Making sure that people are getting the right information
to
them.
Yeah, that's very, very important. Trustworthy information that's truth. Sometimes it doesn't seem like truth because of what we've been led to believe, but it is. It is, and that's what I stand for.
All right, well, Tony is going to continue telling us more about metabolic health coming up after this break. But if you do have a question for Tony, we are opening up those Settlers Bank phone lines. 281-1150 is the number. We'd love to hear from you if you've got a question for Tony. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more of Get Your Lean On in just a few moments. You're listening to WHBY. We're back with more of Focus Fox Valley, and we do have Coach Tony here to get your lean on. Hey, Tony.
Hey, we're rocking the house.
We really are.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. All right, Tony, I'm going to let you maybe talk a little bit here. We do have a caller, so I'm going to quick answer this phone call, and you can maybe talk about what we're talking about.
Sure. So we're going to go over, you know, metabolism slowdown with age. Now, we all know that it's literally impossible to stop the aging process. However, there are some things that we can modify in our lifestyle and eating habits that can actually help the slowdown of this aging process and help keep your metabolism running more efficiently as we age. Now, everybody tends to have a slowed metabolism as we age. That's just part of the aging, natural aging process. And there's a number of reasons why this actually happens. For one thing, as we age, we tend to lose muscle, which is metabolically active tissue. So more metabolically active tissue we have, the higher our metabolic rate will be. We tend to be less active as we age. We know that. We get more couch potato. We like to sit in front of the TV a little more.
This is true.
Our metabolic hormones start to diminish, and I'll discuss that a little bit later. And the metabolic processes start to normally slow down as well. So luckily, there's some things that we can do to combat this age-related drop in metabolism or just a slow metabolism in general. So this is kind of pinpointing aging, you know, people or middle-aged people, but it doesn't necessarily have to be for that.
Good information for everyone, really.
Everybody, yes.
All right, we're going to take a pause on that. We do have a caller on the line. We have Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hey, Gary.
You got a question for Coach Tony?
Yeah, Tony, I just had an ankle fused and bone graft, and I'm wondering as far as nutrition other than protein and vitamin D and calcium, what else you can do to make sure that bone's going to heal together?
Well, I think you're going in the right place. The protein is definitely going to help that heal better. Make sure you're taking omega-3 fatty acids, a fish oil tablet, and definitely get some high leafy greens into your system as well. So those things are indicative with vitamin D. You can supplement it, but you can also get that through a lot of other plant sources as well. So you want your high leafy greens as well in there, which are loaded with vitamin D.
Okay. Very good. I thought maybe you had some secret or something.
Oh, some secret sauce to success? No, there's really no secret sauce to success out there, but I'll definitely get you on the right path as far as like what you can do whole food wise.
Sure.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your time.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much. 281-1150 on the Settlers Bank phone lines if you do have a question.
Yeah, he's definitely on the right track. He must have been listening to some shows before.
Absolutely. Those are mentioned before, those ingredients.
Right. You know, and we talked about that before. Uh-huh. 2 weeks ago, we talked about macronutrients.
Yep.
Okay. So there's three places we get our calories from. You know, we're kind of shifting off a little bit here, but proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Those things are where all our vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and micronutrients come from. So that's it. There's three sources. So if you know how to eat those three sources right in the right ratios, you're going to be a pretty healthy person, have a pretty good metabolism, and be a pretty lean person and active person as well.
I was going to say, Tony, I feel like those three ingredients might have something to do with a good metabolism too.
They absolutely do. Because I'm not reinventing any
foods
here, you know.
You're not reinventing the wheel here.
No, no. Yeah. And again, you know, going into supplementation, you can supplement, but if you're supplementing with a bad diet, you're just throwing your money away.
Sure.
You got to start with food first. So the speed of the metabolism is influenced by four key factors, okay? The key factors are the RMR, or resting metabolic rate. Now, what this is how many calories we burn at rest, just sitting around doing nothing or sleeping. The next one is the TEF, or what I talk about a lot, the thermic effect of food. Now, this is how many calories you will burn through by digesting and absorbing the nutrients from the foods you take in. The TEF usually equates to about 10 to 15% of your daily calorie burn, okay? And then there's exercise, of course, how many calories you burn through physical exercise, okay, not just physical activity, physical exercise. And that can vary from person to person depending on how big you are, how much weight you have, how much muscle mass you have. So it's going to vary for every different person. And then you have what we call NEAT. NEAT is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Now, this is how many calories you burn through non-exercise activities such as standing, fidgeting, you know, washing dishes, non-exercise stuff that you just normally do. Now, research is pretty clear that your metabolism slows down with age for these obvious reasons. You tend to be less active when you age. You tend to lose muscle as you age. We decline in our metabolism hormones, the output of those, and we tend to eat less, especially less protein, which our caller just mentioned.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge for a steady, good metabolism. Now, on the active side, your activity level can be significantly affected by or affect the speed of your metabolism, whether you're older or not. It doesn't really matter. In fact, both exercise and non-exercise activity makes up between 10 and 30% of your daily calorie burn. Now, that's almost one-third of your overall calorie consumption. Now, the problem is research also shows that over 40% of Americans between the ages of 50 and 65 don't exercise at all outside of just going to work.
Interesting.
So whatever they're doing for physical activity at work is pretty much all they're doing, all right? So if you have a desk job, that's all you're getting done. You know, there is some manufacturing jobs where you're more, or construction jobs.
Sure.
But most people are sitting in a cubicle today. I'd see a majority of them.
Yeah.
So research also shows that because of this, we burn roughly 35% fewer calories today through NEAT, or non-exercise activity thermogenesis, meaning the number of calories we burn through non-exercise activity, such as, again, standing, fidgeting, washing your dishes, or just household chores. So being conscious of this and staying active as much as possible will help you overcome the unnecessary drop in your metabolism just by being conscious and saying, you know what, I'm just going to move around a little more. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to the gym. Just move a little more. You know, sitting today is the new smoking.
That's kind of scary when you put it that way.
But it really is. It really is. It makes us age faster. It really slows our metabolism. And it has a whole bunch of host of bad side effects. So let's break these down a little bit. So people tend to lose muscle as we age. Now, muscle is metabolically active tissue. Therefore, increasing your muscle is going to increase your metabolic rate naturally, meaning without doing anything else. So muscle has a higher thermic effect on the body. The average adult, though, loses between 3 to 8% of muscle mass during each decade succeeding the age of 30. So 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60. In fact, research clearly shows that once we hit 70, we have roughly 30% of the muscle tissue that we had when we were 25.
Wow.
So one third of all of your muscle mass is gone by the age of 70 from the time you were 25. It doesn't have to be that way, though. There's some things we can do to preserve that. This loss in muscle with age is known as sarcopenia. Now, for the people who don't know what this means, basically what this word means is skinny fat, which doesn't necessarily mean you have to look heavy or fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you have a unreasonable body composition. What it means is, to be exact, is you could be at a reasonable weight, you could look good in clothes, but you still have a high percentage of body fat versus lean tissue, so your body composition ratio is pretty out of whack.
Hmm. I'm going to take a pause there, Tony. Something to ponder on, because we do have our local news coming up. But folks, if you have a question for Tony, if you're finding yourself reflecting on what he has to say about metabolism, give us a call, 281-1150 on the Settlers Bank phone lines. We'd love to hear from you if you've got a question. We're going to take a quick break, like I mentioned, have our local news and weather, and we'll be back with more of Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony, part of Focus Fox Valley on WHBY. .435 on WHBY. It's time to get our lean on again here with Coach Tony. Little Pat Benatar.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love Pat Benatar.
I love all 80s stuff.
Yeah. That's what I literally Google when I look for songs.
For the
good 80s rock is what I look up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, you're going to hit us with your best information here.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. You know, we kind of left off at that sarcopenic thing, and we talked a little bit about that earlier because you asked me before we even went on air, you know, what do you consider good metabolism?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a loaded question because people can be actually fooled. And we'll go back. So sarcopenia, or being sarcopenic, is skinny fat. I know that doesn't sound good, but
sure.
It's really a body composition ratio of even like being slender, but having a high amount of body fat versus lean muscle tissue. So you might not look fluffy, but you still have a high percentage of body fat and a very low percentage of lean muscle tissue or metabolically active tissue. Now, this isn't a good thing at all. It's actually a really bad thing because it can lead to a host of metabolic issues, like obviously a slower metabolism. It can lead to high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, high triglycerides, and weak bones, setting you up for fractures and possibly osteoporosis. So it's like not good to be sarcopenic in the least bit, and it usually happens as we age. Now, the main causes of sarcopenia, which equates to age-related slow metabolism, are due to consuming too few calories. As we age, I know, you know, we tend to have less of an appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I know just by being 57 compared to when I was 35, you know, I tend to eat less, but I eat smart. So we don't eat enough protein, so we start to more wave toward the crackers and the snacky foods, which is another bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
We naturally, and this is natural, we can't really prevent this, but we can slow it down. Naturally, our production of our metabolic hormones slow, meaning our testosterone levels, estrogen levels, and growth hormone levels, and we get little to no physical activity. So all of those things equate to metabolic process slowdown.
Now, Tony, I have a question for you. You mentioned finding your body fat. Is that something mm-hmm. that you're able to find with people?
Yes.
If they are wondering?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do that. When people come to work with me,
sure.
whether they're doing 8-week body transformation programs, and we can probably finalize with that later in the show, or nutrition coaching, I do body composition. So I'll do scale is a very, very bad measurement.
Mm.
You know, because of this sarcopenic state you can be in,
yep.
the scale might tell you, hey, you're at a healthy weight, but your body composition isn't at a healthy range, so you have a very slow metabolism, and you're going to go through all kinds of metabolic issues, and it can set you up for a host of chronic illnesses. So I do measurements, I do weight, and I do caliper tests, so I can tell the difference between subcutaneous fat and lean muscle tissue, which is super, super important. So getting back to like how many calories you burn through RMR, it's determined by chemical reactions inside of our body. The two cellular components that drive these reactions are the sodium-potassium pump and proper mitochondrial function. Now, which is mitochondrial function is the energy banks in our cells. So the sodium-potassium pump helps generate nerve impulses and muscle and heart contractions. It's very super important to a healthy metabolism. On the other side, mitochondrial function is, of course, the energy banks in our cells, which is also hugely important. Research shows that both components lose efficiency with age, thus slowing down our metabolism.
We're going to take a break for a call here. We do have Brian on the line with a question. Hey, Brian, what's your question for Coach Tony?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'd say up until I was about 45, I was pretty active, pretty good shape, around that 215 range. And then when I couldn't play basketball, and I was doing some, I still referee basketball, but I got a bad knee. And, you know, I put on probably put on a good 30 pounds. 35, and I've tried a lot of stuff. I'm not a big diet guy or whatever, but it's just getting pointed. What would be one thing you'd say would get pointed in the right direction or a good start?
Well, that, you know, first of all, let me call his name again.
Brian.
Sorry, Brian. First of all, I want everybody to realize, even though I'm a board certified nutrition specialist and I'm also a master trainer, trying to out train a bad diet is literally impossible. You're going to spin your wheels out there trying to lose 30 pounds. And you might lose some weight. Sometimes it goes in the other direction. If you haven't trained for a while, you start to actually gain weight because you don't cut body fat, but you put on muscle, which isn't a bad thing. But that scares the living daylights out of a lot of people. So the best thing for him to do right off the bat is to look at his nutrition and get that underway. Because if I had my way with every client that I worked with, I'd nutrition coach them first before they even went in the gym if that's what they desired to do. Because then I got a handle on your nutrition, and that is the biggest component of it, how your body composition is going to be. So for him, I mean, you can start looking over your diet. For one thing, you know, if you're 30 pounds overweight and you want to dump that 30 pounds and you're not being able to be as physically active as you want, dump the sugary drinks right off the bat. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. So juices, pops, sugary drinks like that, Gatorades, and get rid of them all. They're all junk. They're not going to help you. They're going to spike blood sugar level. They're going to go be stored as body fat right away. And then watch your refined carbohydrates. Now, you don't have to watch all your starches. You can eat potatoes, sweet potatoes, and things like that. But get rid of the crackers and the pretzels and, you know, all those, the wraps and the breads that don't have fiber and they don't have a whole grain ingredient in them, because those are literally going to be hormonal disruptors that are going to turn into instant body fat. So those are some things he can do right off the bat.
Awesome.
He's got to get his nutrition under.
All right. Some good advice, Brian. We do want to thank you for the call.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that call. So getting back to the research on the sodium pump, potassium pump for contractions, and of course the mitochondrial function, which is the energy banks in our cells. These will all fight against relating. If you can get those under control, will fight against related slowing metabolism. So, what can we do to help slow down the deterioration of our metabolism as we age? So I'm going to give our listeners some stuff that we can actually do that will actually prevent them or slow down that aging process and the slow metabolism.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have that list for you when Coach Tony returns here on Get Your Lean On. You're listening to WHBY. Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb. 4:46 on WHBY. Once again, joined by Coach Tony here to help us get our lean on.
I'm here to help you get your lean on, that's for sure.
Yeah. And you know, not pour sugar on anything, because I have to say that would be a big no-no in Coach Tony's book.
That's where we start. We start with sugar.
Oh. Lots of good info today, all on metabolism. Coach Tony, I'll let you kind of take it away.
So the first thing to do to fight this whole metabolic slowdown as we age is, remember we talked a little bit earlier about how as we age, we tend to have less of an appetite. Bad thing. It's a bad thing. Because if anybody has ever done a diet in the past, and I'm sure that almost everybody listening has been on a diet before, you probably notice you become moody and tired and everything like that. But the problem with that is your body has this really cool mechanism in it. It's called a starvation mode. And what happens when you nix your calories back or you're not eating enough to support your body is you go into what they call a catabolic state. And what happens in this catabolic state is your body is actually doing the opposite of what you want it to do. It's actually burning off metabolically active tissue. So you're actually eating your muscle mass in this state, and you're hoarding body fat. So you're becoming sarcopenic without even knowing it, because mm-hmm. you're not feeding it the body enough calories. Your body makes a metabolic shift in a low-calorie state to keep you from starving to death. It's built in our DNA as a survival mechanism. So we can't argue with that evolution. We have to work within its parameters. And by going that route, you're literally crippling your own metabolism. So never eat. This is my numbers. This isn't anybody. Never eat under 1,200 calories a day. If you're a calorie conscious person, do not eat under 1,200 calories a day ever. Force yourself to eat throughout the day, especially as you age. It's going to do you a big favor. It'll keep your metabolism running. Okay. With having a low, you know, with going low calorie again, you're going to starve away metabolically active tissue. You don't want to do that. You want to preserve as much lean muscle tissue as possible as at the oldest age you can. And you can build muscle at any age. I promise you that. I have people in their 70 pluses that come to me and do my 8-week body transformation programs, and they gain 3, 4, 5, even up to 10 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
In 1 8-week program. It's amazing. People go, oh, I can't gain muscle at that age. You want to, trust me. Now, one of the ways you can do this is to focus, stay off the starvation mode, eat above 1,200 calories a day, and I recommend not counting calories so much, but counting nutrient density. So you're going to want to stay away from the processed crap foods, and you want to going to steer toward whole, unprocessed foods. You know, your beef, fish, chicken, you know, organ meats, you know, tubers, potatoes, green beans, things like that, all natural foods. They're gonna serve your body exactly the way it's supposed to. Next thing you want to do is never skip breakfast. Start your day off with a good satiating breakfast. It's going to dictate how much and when and what you're going to eat for the rest of the day. So you start off your day breaking the fast, and then you eat every couple hours. You don't necessarily – I'm a grazer, so I eat five times a day. It's okay if you eat three squares a day or five times a day. I prefer people eating more often.
Sure.
Because they'll tend to eat less and they'll eat better throughout the day. But you can eat three squares. Just make sure you do. That's the first thing, okay?
Okay.
Don't skip meals. Stay above 1,200 calories, metabolic stimulation, and eat good food. Don't eat processed stuff. The next thing is start weight training at any age. Weight training is good. Now, weight training is the type of exercise that requires you to contract your muscles against resistance. What that does is it helps not only build lean muscle tissue, but it increases your strength too. So you're going to, as you age, you're going to be growing muscle and getting stronger. What better way could you do it? Now, research has found that weight training has multiple health benefits, especially as we age. Now, resistance training also helps preserve and create more lean muscle tissue, which increases the number of calories that you can burn automatically at rest, therefore increasing your metabolism. So the more you do, the more you should do. Now, doing body weight exercises, just your own body weight, lifting weights, or using gym equipment are a few of the easiest ways to get started. And of course, if you're unsure on how to get started, look at hiring a fitness coach. And you got one right on the air right now. And I'll talk a little bit about my programs coming up. The next thing you want to make sure you do is avoid inflammatory foods. Now, certain foods slow your digestive process and increase free radical damage, which causes you to age faster, believe it or not. Slows your metabolism, causes you to age faster. Now, you can think of these foods as metabolic death foods. The body recognizes processed and inflammatory foods as toxins. And we talked about that earlier.
Yep.
If you can't read the label, it's toxic to your body. It's a food-like substance. It's not a real food, okay? Let's not fool ourselves.
If you can't pronounce it, there's probably a good chance you shouldn't be eating it.
So therefore, eating these trigger foods innates an immune system flight-to-fight response, which increases your stress hormone production and slows down your metabolic functioning. It's really that simple. So don't put this stuff in your body. You're ruining You're creating hormonal havoc, and you're ruining your metabolism. Sadly, even some of the so-called healthy foods are culprits for unwanted weight gain, thyroid dysfunction, ongoing fatigue, hormone imbalances, and digestive distress. So I recommend avoiding these foods. Sugary drinks, again, going back to that, sodas and juices and Gatorades and things like that. Get them out of your diet. Throw them away. They're not any good for you, especially as we get older. We don't want all that sugar in our system. Processed foods made from grains, especially grains that contain gluten, like wheat products, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, muffins, yes, even pretzels, refined flours, chips, and granola bars. Get rid of them. They're junk. I'm sorry. You can think a granola bar is healthy, but it's not.
Probably no better than having a Snickers bar sometimes.
Probably a Snickers bar might even be better. This is a big one. We talked about this a few weeks back, but it's notable. Refined vegetable oils. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, again, go to my website, sign up for my free e-newsletter. And if you sign up, you'll get an email within the next day, and it will let you download the right kind of oils in a PDF, a nice PDF format, the right kind of oils to use, the right kind of oils, the wrong kind of oils to stay away from that are going to create inflammation and metabolic issues, along with a veggie cooking cheat sheet as well. So all free. Just sign up for my e-newsletter and you get them. They're downloadable. They're put together very well. And the last one, the next one is artificial sweeteners or ingredients you can't read. Don't put them in your body. They're not servicing your body with anything good. And the last one is low quality dairy products, animal products that aren't grass-fed, pasture-raised, organic or raw, and full-fat dairy, of course. That's a big thing. Don't do the half-fat. Don't do the skim. Do the full-fat stuff. It's got all the right things in it that your body actually needs. So those are the things that you want to do, along with one more thing, and that is, and this is kind of cool, because just drink more water.
Mm.
Drinking water will temporarily speed up your metabolism while helping flush unwanted toxins out of your body. Now, studies show that drinking just 17 ounces of water increases your resting metabolism by between 10 and 30% for up to an hour. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's huge. The really cool kicker is you can even stimulate your metabolism greater if you drink iced water, chilled water, because it takes more energy for your body to heat that water up to body temperature. So stay away from those sugary drinks, pops, and juices, and stay well hydrated with good old H2O, preferably nice chilled H2O. Your metabolism will absolutely love you for it.
It's so easy, too, to cut those sugary drinks. Just try for a week and see how you feel.
Right. Oh, it will be so mind-blowing for people how good they will feel, how much less inflammation they will have, how much their guts will start to feel slimmer, and their waistline will go down. They'll never want to go back.
Probably save money, too.
Oh, they're going to save a ton of money, because pop is very expensive.
Very expensive.
And it's not good. So, anyway, that's going to help. All those things will help dictate a slowing aging process and a heightened metabolism. Let's end with, what's happening with Get Your Lean On right now. Of course, I'm always doing nutrition coaching.
Mm-hmm.
If you're struggling to lose weight and you really have tried everything and you don't know where to go, hey, email me, inquire me from my website. Go on my website, inquire, come in. I'll give you a free consultation. You can sit down with a free hour with me, and I'll give you some things that you can do to help push you in the direction of better health. And if you want to work, there's no obligation. If you want to work with me, great. Let me take you all the way there. On the flip side, I only have 2 weeks left of my July program. I'm taking names for my September 8-week body transformation program. I still have some available slots. So if you're interested, get on my website, email me, and get your position now. And go there and look at the transformations I made, so you get an idea of what you can do in just 8 weeks with your body.
I bet you've seen a lot of really cool success stories over the last 6 weeks.
And they're all, yeah, it's awesome. Wow. It's really neat to watch.
Once again, Tony, how can people get in touch with you?
GetYourLeanOn.com. Go inquire me there, or Tony@GetYourLeanOn.com if you want to email me. My phone number's on my website as well if you want to give me a call.
Some good conversation today, Tony. I really do appreciate your time, of course, as always.
Thank you. No, I look forward to it every week.
Wonderful. And of course, you can catch this conversation on our website, whby.com. Just click the podcast section and search for Get Your Lean On. All right, that's been Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with CBS and local news right after this.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit AmFam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.